For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
Party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Woo! Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Into a Greg Scalzo-less week of Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. That's not excitement out of my voice. I very much miss Greg Scalzo. But I do love everyone that will be joining me this week on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Ben Brust here with you. Justin Garcia. Man, I get a lot of you. It was Friday. I got
That's
you.
What she said.
Has anyone said that like that to you?
Yeah, I can see it. I was very concerned you were going to make me do the intro.
Why?
I don't, knowing you, and...
Well, now...
How you treat me, I was concerned I'd have to be the hype man, everybody excited.
You just signed yourself up.
Oh, not happening.
Yep, Josh, you know what to do.
Fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo.
You did this!
0%. Well, I'll do it in my usual. Happy Monday.
You gotta wait.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo.
We get more A&T, which is great.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio
City. It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Hit it, Justin!
Woo. Happy Monday.
Come on.
That's a Monday vibe.
Boo. See, the Scalzo and Brust family comes here to forget that it's Monday. We bring Friday vibes Monday
Hold
through
on.
Friday.
Who forgets it's Monday?
Josh and me and Greg.
Who has ever said Mondays and Fridays? Who has ever forgotten it's that day?
I do all the time.
Josh does it every all the time.
You cannot use Josh as an example.
It was Wednesday, and he tweeted Happy Friday on our show tweet at Scalzo and Brust. The amount of times that you've gotten the day wrong is honestly impressive.
Yeah, it seems like it's a bit, but it's not. I come by honestly.
It's not. You're just like, oh, happy, write the day, and then you go on, what are we talking about today? Well, we're talking about a lot today here on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Justin Garcia, the poo-pooer of the group, with the Happy Monday, is with me today, along with Josh DiMaggio. You two spent some time together yesterday, actually. So this is double trouble, because you guys had an opportunity to go to the Brewers game. And Josh, in out of nowhere, we hadn't talked all weekend. You were off Friday, had a concert. I figured you probably in a state of mind where it was rest and nobody talked to me. So I was shocked to get a late text. And it basically, it played out your experience at the Brewers baseball game yesterday. Would you mind filling in the audience in what you said?
Yes, I contend that yesterday I pulled off the perfect game day experience, and specifically, if we want to even make it that way, the perfect Brewers game attendance. I showed up in the bottom of the second inning. I did have preferred parking, sick brag. That was nice of me.
Cool yourself.
Cool. But with that, there was no line to park, which is when you're going to a Brewer game, a lot of people in those parking lots, it can take a while because people are tailgating and all that. So I had no wait. I walked up to the gate, had zero people in front of me in the gate, went to the suite that we were all in.
Cool yourself.
Cool.
Jeez, guys, you guys are high rollers.
Ate some lunch, chit-chatted with some folks, you know, kissed some babies, rubbed some elbows, all that type of stuff. And then, at the end of the seventh inning, I stood up, I looked around, and said, I'm out of here. And I left that same game at the bottom of the seventh and had no wait to get out of the stadium parking lot. So I spent, all told, five innings, and it was exactly pretty much game time. I had no waiting. There was nothing else going on. I pulled it off to the perfect extent.
Didn't the excitement of the baseball game happen after you left?
Yeah.
Before?
And after.
Yeah. So, did you see any runs scored?
Yeah, I saw the Padres score 3 runs, but I didn't know that happened because I was chit-chatting too much, and I looked up and I said, wow, when did they score?
So you missed the entire game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not there to watch sports.
You missed everything noteworthy in the game, but that's like what you sign up for when you're in a suite.
Yeah.
Is you don't actually watch the game.
Well, I don't even want to make this about a suite because cool for you guys. You guys don't need to brag on all of us right now. But I'm with Josh, unfortunately. You're probably more on the I want to see the game from going to the game.
Again, if I'm in that experience we had yesterday, I couldn't care any less. If I'm actually
sitting in the stands,
see the game, but you understand like that's not what's going to happen in that. Again, yes, it was cool of us to be
he
in that.
He just wants to keep bragging about it.
You guys cannot stop bragging about being in a suite. You showed up at the bottom of the second inning?
Yeah.
So I told you before, we all had bets on who is going to be the last to show up here. And it was down to two people. And this was before we got there. I was like among the last to arrive. But before we arrived, the group of us that headed in together were like, who's going to be the last to show up? And it was almost unanimous. Josh, you'll be the last one. And you didn't disappoint there. It felt like you showed up in the fourth inning, honestly.
What? A lot happened in the first two innings that you weren't there.
Two things. What, Ben, do you feel like if I'm the late person?
That sounds like a yes.
No, I don't think you're the late person. There's a difference between being a late person and a strategically arriving person.
I mean, it's like going to a party. Either it was Josh is on Josh time for one, but he's the fashionably late guy.
But I think it's okay to have a strategy when going to a baseball game, a basketball game, a party.
Yeah.
I messed up this weekend. I was the first to show up to a family party.
Oh, no.
What was they thinking?
Did you end up having to do some, cleaning, cooking, and anything?
Helping unload the car to set up the food. Yeah. But more so, I didn't want to show up early because I didn't want to chit-chat. I showed up early because I wanted to be there the little amount of time so I could get out of there quick.
Yeah.
But that backfired because that meant I had to chit-chat more, and then everyone came in. I was like the first person to greet them. Yes.
Yeah, but it's equally bad to be the first three because if you're the first, you're sitting there waiting. If you're within the first three, you're in a three-way conversation that you probably don't want to be a part of.
And you don't want to be... I'm sorry, Josh. You showed up a little too late.
What?
Yeah, you were... It was probably a little awkward.
Yeah.
They're like, why are we letting this guy in? It's two innings into the game. We all have had, a beer together, good conversation. Then we invite this Josh character in, and then he's leaving us early.
I think...
Does he even want to be here?
I mean, hardly.
Didn't even come down to the seats. He was...
I sat in the seats for about a half an inning. I had a great time. I watched a few foul balls, a couple strikeouts. It was all everything ever... But baseball game is the least conducive to actually watching the game when you're there.
It's the most conducive to conversation.
Right. So, even if I'm sitting in the bleachers, which I love a bleacher seat, I'll wander around, I'll check out a couple different stands, I'll walk to different parts, I'll look for some of the stand-up
bars.
Did
we walk into opening day together?
I wasn't there.
Oh. Whoever I walked in with, they wanted to go sightseeing around American Family Field.
Yeah, I love a sightsee. Go check things out. Just get a lay of the land.
They wanted to go by the slide. They wanted to go over to the new X-Golf area. There was so many things everyone wanted to see.
There's an X-Golf area?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't go. I was like, I want to go watch the game. 800-990-3776. I ask you, what's your ideal game experience? Because for me, I'm closer to Josh, though, as much as I gave him a little bit of flack for showing up late. The last time I went to a Brewers game with one of my friends who I go with every year, they had and I was wondering why they were talking behind my back, which happens to me a lot more than I hope sometimes. But they had put an over-under on when I would leave the ball game. And I was so confused. I couldn't figure it out. And it actually made me more anxious to leave because I couldn't figure it out. And the over-under on a 9-inning baseball game for me to stay was what?
The over-under for you to stay, 4.5 innings.
6.5. 6.5? 4.5? I mean, come on. You got to make it through the first five because I could have a bet
That's
through
the first. You showed up for the first
five. Yeah, I mean, I'll usually get there bottom first, top second. And that's okay. If you miss the first half inning, that could be traffic. That could be getting a beer before you get to your seat. Like, I'm okay. Anything past the, like, Josh, bottom second, like,
that's
everything's
allegedly
done.
Bottom second. I'll take his word for it.
It's probably closer to the third, if we're being honest.
That sounds
probably middle of the third.
That sounds right.
I did walk in, and the one thing is I walk into these situations all the time because I'm often purposely late all the time. Is you walk in, everyone's like, hey, because you open the door and everyone, yes, in the party knows it's you, which is I don't like. If you know me, I don't want
that's
that
why
much
I'm
attention.
Surprised you pulled this move. So what do you do?
I thought because it's like a game that people's attention would be turned, and I'd kind of sneak it because other people walked in and no one paid attention, but I guess they were already there. But like, I thought I could sneak in and get away with it. Not today.
800-990-3776. That's the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. Chef Ed chimes in. I was one of the first co-workers to the 4th of July gathering. I got bamboozled into doing all the cooking on the grill. Chef Ed.
Was it all chefs?
His name's Chef Ed. Like,
yeah.
If it was all chefs, then he'd made a bad move.
Right.
Let's go to Alan and MKE on the First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, Division Old National. Alan, what's your strategy when going to a game?
I don't like crowds either. So I would definitely, unless it's like wrestling, I would go kind of fashionably late as well. But I was calling to give Benny some grief because I don't know if I get a cool button or not, but I used to do camera for the Brewer games.
Cool.
And we would love to be there when the Cubs and Cardinals fans were there because, you know, their fans were nice to look at. So those were the games like everyone wanted to work. So as far as giving Joshy, you know, grief about not being there to watch the game, I completely understand because it depends on who the fans are. I wasn't there to work the game either. I was there to watch the fans.
Now, hang on a second. So you say you go fashionably late to wrestling? Because this is a huge wrestling show. As you know, Ben, I've gotten him into big
time. No.
Justin's a huge wrestling fan, so you're hurting his heart right now, Alan.
No, anything, if it's wrestling, I'll go on time. But if it's something else, I'll kind of go fashionably late to miss the parking situation.
No, you want to have wrestling conversation.
Yeah, you want to go see wrestling with me this summer?
Hey, I'm all for it, man.
There
Thank
it
you
is
for the call,
wrestling buddies.
He's just dishing out personal requests on the show now.
Well, yeah,
why not?
He's getting comfortable, Josh.
You see the radio show to make friends.
It's getting a little too comfortable. The Scouts of Us family's too nice. We've welcomed you into the cocoon, and now you're going with Alan to what is it? AEW.
AEW All Elite Wrestling's going to be here sometime this summer. So, Alan, text in. Tweet at me, whatever. We'll figure out tickets for that.
Real quick, in 30 seconds,
yeah.
Explain the difference between WWE Ooh. And AEW.
WWE is basically Disney now. It's more a family-friendly product. All Elite Wrestling is, as it sounds, it's elite. It's really competition. These guys are going at it. It's the sport of titans, the squared circle. That's where they get it done, and you see more blood.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Rust.
Thank you, Josh.
Scott chimes in with Cartillo's way.
Carlito's way.
Okay, so here's the thing. I promise you, the R word, No, Josh. The R does look like it goes over into the T.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh DiMaggio confirmed not a sports fan. Shows up late, leaves early, doesn't enjoy any of the baseball game. He went to a Brewers game yesterday. We ask you on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, when you are attending a sporting event, which of these options explains your game day experience? Stay the entire game, leave early, or show up late? You can also text us, call us at the First Midwest Bank Talk and Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, that's 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Again, I am probably top of the second, bottom of the first arrival. I make it to the seventh inning stretch, and then I get restless leg syndrome, and I'm out of there. There's no way. And here's also one of the benefits is we have wonderful play-by-play from Bob Uecker. I can get in my car, and I can hear Uke's voice tell the story as if I was sitting in my seat just like I was in the game.
And Lane and Josh as well, Maurer. But I'm also curious, what is the difference?
I thought he said Lang and Josh.
No, those are just the other broadcasters.
No, I know. Jeff Lane and
Lane Grindle, Josh Maurer.
Yeah.
What's the difference between sporting events and concerts? Is it just because I can go to ESPN.com and see did the Brewers win yesterday that you don't feel guilty arriving late or leaving early?
Yeah, I mean,
nobody does skipping out on the opening act.
Yeah, you can't go to like a post-concert website and just look at the set list and make yourself feel like you were there. You get my point. I know you could, but it's not even close to the same thing.
It's pretty close. Some of us go to set list sites and recreate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've done that. Moving past that very quickly, we could talk about that more after. I try and cut every concert I attend as close to humanly possible as same. When the act I'm there to see goes on. Yeah. I've even gone as far, if there's like a whole bunch of people opening for a band, I'll call the venue and they'll tell you when they're set to go on.
Yes.
So you can show up 5 minutes
because
before.
That's the worst.
Oh, come on.
It's like
but
what if you don't?
What if the opener for the guy or gal you're going to see makes it big
Josh
one day?
Josh is in the same boat as me. I listen to music enough that I know.
Yeah.
Is this person?
If it's someone I've never heard of, I'll listen to them.
Yes.
And be like, is this something
so, like,
I would like to
the
see?
The last time I had to do that, I went to the Outlaw Music Festival because I'm a huge Willie fan. And there was just 20 acts on it. And there was like five I really wanted to see. And you had to figure out, okay, I'm going to look at previous shows to see who went on in what order, but also what time is this group going to go on? Because it's like an 8-hour affair. So it did the same thing. What time is this act going to go on? And got the answer, all right, now I can show up at like 4.
800-990-3776, and you can go on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, to vote in our poll, where early on in the voting, stay the entire game
stuns me.
I'm shocked. I am shocked because I think people are lying to themselves right now.
What?
I'm calling people frauds right now. There's no way that all of these people voting stay the entire game the entire time.
Should make more work for Josh and do a separate poll for each sport to see
in basketball,
the difference between
baseball, in football.
We've all been to every sporting event, and by the time people. By the time it's winding down,
there's no
50% full.
It's not the same capacity.
Right. It's way less people.
Well, why? Why are people trying to convince themselves that they're better fans than they are? Why am I calling out the fans for their fandom?
So when I was a kid and we would go to Brewers games and Bucks games and whatever, everything but Packers games, essentially, your parents would leave early to beat traffic. And when you became old enough to go on your own, it was, man, I get to stay for the whole game now. And that's cool for like 5.
Yep,
and then you're like, I get
there
it.
There are phases. There are 100% phases. I remember going to like an NBA basketball game with my dad when I was, I don't know, at that age where you fall asleep in the car. You know what I mean? And like, I just remember thinking my dad was going 100 miles per hour down the highway because I just was so out of it. I was so tired. Well, go ahead, Joshy.
How important of a baseball game does it need to be for you to stay for extra innings?
I got to have a lot of money on it.
I did yesterday.
Wait, you stayed for extras?
Well, there were other reasons why, but yeah. I I don't want the sounder played again, but everything was free.
Cool.
For those who missed it, Josh DiMaggio and Justin Garcia have been just flaunting that they've been in the suite.
Gold parking, baby.
Preferred parking, free booze. A little birdie told me that, you know, I heard the suite got sweeped out.
There might have been a member of the crew who took everything that was there.
Not everything.
We're not
going to
name
everything.
Names.
It was not me.
But you may have been guilty by association.
I may have helped.
Look,
I may have helped.
You didn't foul yourself because you already said you stayed in extra innings. So you probably stayed to the end and they probably wanted to push you out of the suite. And you guys were just sweeping things into the bag and got out of there. 800-990-3776. Let's go to Ron in the Key. Uncle Ron, welcome in to Scalzo and Brust.
Gentlemen, so I think I can beat Josh. So, you know, as you walk up the main street heading like right up to the main ticket area, it's the north side. There's a really small parking lot where all like the bar shuttles go.
Yep.
Yep.
Like they drop their people off.
Yep.
Yep.
So I had season tickets, couldn't get rid of them for a day game. Left my work at that time was cross street from Mayfair Mall. Drove down. Told the person I had to grab tickets that were in will call, so the parking lot people let me up into that parking lot area. Me and the guys I took from work went in there for like 3 innings, had lunch, left, and didn't get a ticket because we they don't pay attention to who's parking there and who's not. But you just can't get into it unless you get past the preferred parking people. And I just felt like, hey, I got to get to will call, and they're like, oh yeah, go ahead.
Give him another cool. And thank you for the call, kind of.
Thank you for the call.
Hey, we're having a brag off right now. We're having a brag off of who got the best preferred parking, who had the best, like, system. Nick and Madison chimes in with probably the most relatable text so far. It's baseball. Who cares if you don't stay for the entire game when there's 162? I usually only see 10 pitches because I'm drunk anyway.
Yep.
And even if I'm not drunk, like, even if I'm casually just having a beer, I'm talking. Like, the best thing that baseball did, whether obstructed your view and you got upset about it or not, is put up nets. Because now you don't have to pay attention and you don't have to worry about your head getting knocked in. Because it is a casual and a social sporting event. Because there are, you know, we might have to do this, Justin. We might have to make Joshy work because people are chiming in. Depends on the event. Baseball, I'm showing up late every time. Basketball, I'm there for the opening tip. That's from Cowboy of Space.
Why are you looking at me?
It's a weird name. is it not?
I mean, I suppose.
800-990-3776. First Midwest Bank talk and text line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National. TJ from the road says, it depends on how many games in person you go to a year. For me, I don't get to very many, so he's there early and he stays late. So proximity is, I'd say that's a qualifier. Because if you're coming from Madison, like Nick and Madison was also saying, he's likely going to tailgate and going to party.
Yeah. Man, this is like a tree with the branches that come off of it. Because the people that show up to sporting events early.
What are you doing? Why are you freaking?
No, yeah, right. No disrespect.
What?
No offense here, but why?
What
so you
mean,
can watch
why?
Ichiro take batting practice?
They don't even like take batting practice anymore, to be honest.
Half the time, no. It's like showing up for the amount of people I see in Fiserv, well, there's nothing happening but like a shoot around.
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you know what? I saw a lot of people show up for autographs and they never get
them. Well, people show like, I want to see Giannis warm up. The building doesn't open up early enough. So you're just hanging out, watching.
Yeah, but you can see him go through layup lines.
Sure.
I don't know if that qualifies.
See that at halftime, too.
That's really what I'm saying. I don't know if that qualifies for the showing up early. That's mean. Why'd you just take a shot at Jordan Wara?
Okay, first of all, he's, as you know, as a listener to the program over on the other station, number one Jordan Wara fan. We had a segment devoted to him. But nonetheless, I just don't get showing up early to sporting events and all right, now I'm here on time for, you know, the first pitch, for opening pitch, for the tip off. Why?
Why not?
Don't you have something better to do with your time?
It's a lot of work.
It's part of the experience. If you're going for the experience, you want to be there for tip. You want to be there for first
sure.
pitch.
Yes.
We're talking like 30 minutes. If you get there 15 minutes before tip, 20 minutes.
Okay, I think you need qualifiers because if you are a father or a mother who's taking their kids
fine,
to the game.
But I'm not, I think we're excluding that from this.
Well, you got to say that. Otherwise, you're targeting
them. It's the assumption.
Okay, because have you ever caught a foul ball?
Me personally, no.
You probably had a better chance to get one if you showed up early to a game one. So I think you're taking this out on people.
There is no way that is accurate.
He's bitter.
You are bitter.
Wait, me?
Yeah, yes. You. You
never got. Because I'm pointing out statistically, there is no way that's accurate.
You never got a baseball in your entire life because you didn't show up early. You didn't give yourself enough opportunities to catch a baseball.
I got a ball when I was a kid. Like really, really young. My parents took me to a game. I don't know how old I was, a couple years old. But somebody sitting next to them caught a foul ball and gave it
you
to me. And it was
you
just,
didn't, you didn't
that's
catch
why
a foul ball.
I said I didn't, but I got a ball.
Now, do you feel, now this is going a step deeper, Joshy, because I've caught a lot of foul balls that I've given to children.
Do you believe this?
Cool.
So as a child, did you find joy in that person giving you the ball?
I don't remember it.
Dang it. Because I'm trying to convince myself that when I catch foul balls and give it to children, that I'm a hero.
How many times are you going to mention? Like, you're mad that me and Josh had mentioned we were in a suite yesterday. So, no, well, that's cool. I catch a lot of foul balls.
I caught three t-shirts at a basketball game one time.
Cool.
Gave all those to kids. That's impressive, is it not? Three t-shirts in one game? What are the odds of that?
How big was the arena?
It was, like, 20,000. No, it was an NBA game. Two from the cheerleaders, one from the parachute from the roof.
Josh. I don't know what you guys want from me.
I want a cool. I caught three t-shirts.
I was looking for the when you reflect on stealing a baseball from a child.
Yeah. 1 or 0 coming up next on Scalzo and Bruss. We're going to talk about $1 billion. That's right. That's what Tiger Woods was offered to join the LIV. Or do you call it the LIV? The Live?
Live.
The LIV? What a horrible name. We'll talk about that next on Scalzo and Bruss. Presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
Here's the thing. I watched a different kid catch a ball later in the game in his mitt. And the crowd, like, gave him high fives. They were all excited for him. I didn't really get the same reaction when I caught it and gave it to the kid because they probably saw the kid on the ground. Yeah, Josh, shut up. I'm having a self-realization here, and I don't need that overarching judgment that you give me.
Interesting.
So. Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, why are you guys looking at each other and smiling and bobbing your heads?
Who would this be, Ben?
Yeah, that's why he's the best in the biz.
Who, the singer or Josh?
Joshy, Across the Glass.
I mean, I know the song.
Do you?
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
You just repeated what you just heard.
Do you know the artist?
Do I know the artist?
This artist was just mentioned in the show.
When?
The last segment.
Was I present?
Were you in the studio when yes. you mentioned this during the radio show? Yes. You were.
Justin was talking about a concert he went to because he really likes this artist.
Yeah. When it was a Justin interest.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. So it's Willie Nelson.
Oh, Willie. Yeah. You said...
Oh,
you
right.
Went, no. Ready? You said there was like 20 sets and you only wanted to see 5 of them.
Yeah. All right.
Nailed it. So this is Scalzo and Bruss presented by Bud Light. Justin Garcia in for Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show. Who we got? Alex, Hunter, Alex, or Molly?
Hunt Daddy.
Hunt Daddy. Do-do-do-do. Joshy, let's play 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
I'm Ben Brust. He's Justin Garcia. We're contestants for 1 or 0. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He's bragged about this batch of 1 or 0, so if it's horrible, call in and let him know. Joshy, take it away.
Video has gone viral of a Disney employee stopping a proposal in front of the castle by snatching the ring out of the man's hand while he was on one knee and telling them to get off the stage that was apparently off limits. 1 or 0. Only weirdos propose at Disney.
0. Only people with dreams and magic and love propose at Disney. Like, that was a couple that would have a beautiful picture with the Magic Kingdom in the background, and it's a memory of a lifetime. Disney might even use that and put that on some commercials one day. You know? You going to Disney World? You can be like this happy couple.
Except for the part where the Disney employee snatched the ring from the man's hand.
That should be put on advertisements for Disney. That's a 50% chance that couple is divorced right now, by the way. But it's a 1. Only
divorced?
Weirdos
they
do it.
They just got engaged. They haven't gotten married yet.
Theoretically speaking.
They broke it off.
Yeah, it's over with.
Why do you guys hate love?
Look, only weirdos propose at Disney. We were talking about this before. Disney should adopt, like, the Chuck E. Cheese rule. You cannot enter unless you have children.
You were talking about this before, and I disagree with that. Because
I'm
I'm aware. You're very... Well, Josh DiMaggio, on record, thinks Disney people are freaks.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I'm not... I knew I could say that one, and no, I wasn't speaking out of turn. I very much look forward to going to Disney sometime soon. And going to the Millennium Falcon. And going to Harry Potter World. And going to the Tower of Terror again. Cool. And Splash Mountain and Space Mountain.
The whole thing sounds like a Tower of Terror. I don't want to derail this too much, but...
You guys are cynical.
I was... Disney's the worst. I was in a wedding.
Your paycheck? We are ESPN? You better watch your lip.
If they want to give me Disney Plus, then we'll have the conversation. I was in a wedding a couple of years ago that was quasi-Disney themed.
Oh, no.
And I did not know this was going to be the case.
Wait, how do you not know that it's not on the invitation?
No,
come on.
So here's the deal. I knew it was a former teammate of mine. I knew they were a fan of Disney and one of the people I just labeled as weirdos that would go annually to Disney, even though they didn't have any kids. And they asked me to be in the wedding, which in itself, we weren't like super great.
It's because they don't have friends.
You guys are ruthless.
But look, how do you say no in person when somebody asks you to be in their wedding? Exactly. So I'm in the wedding, and when they, you know, pull off to do photos, they pull out lightsabers and give you Marvel t-shirts to wear under the tux and coordinated all of this for us, like, get me out of here.
Greg in Germantown chimed in. Tell Ben Harry Potter lands in the Universal Studios, not Disney. I know, but it's a fact, so it's all the same thing, you know.
It's all dork stuff anyways. All right, let's move on here. Tiger Woods was reportedly offered close to $1 billion to join the controversial PGA Tour competitor golf league called LIV that has ties to some not-so-savory characters, to put it lightly.
Real quick. It's not live. It's L-I-V.
It's live.
Live
it's
is L-I-V-E. I know. Why do we
live
just get...
Live is L-I-V-E, too, for that matter.
You get my point, though. You can't just spell something differently than a word
It came... That's the Roman numeral for 54, and they're going to play 54 holes, and there was something else with 54, so that's where the name came from.
It's live.
It's live. Like Liv Morgan of the WWE, one of the greatest WWE superstars.
You
they have.
Might have to turn his mic off if he gives another wrestling reference.
1 or 0. You would do anything for $1 billion.
1.
All right. Should we go down? Should we start?
Do you have $1 billion to produce here? $1 billion.
I mean, I don't personally, but you would do anything
for $1 billion. Yes.
You would have a bounty hunter chase after you the rest of your life.
That's not what I was expecting.
I get the billion in advance. It's not you have to escape the bounty hunter.
You got to escape the bounty hunter at some point.
Well, not really. I can leave the money to people.
What do you mean leave the money to people?
You know, friends and family. If you weren't so mean to me, I would have left you $50 million.
couple bucks.
That is...
Joshy, you want 500 mil?
Yeah.
Done.
Look at that. Zero. I wouldn't do anything for $1 billion.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I have morals and standards.
I thought you were going to say, I have a lot of money.
No. I'm not you guys.
You guys,
according to Google, which I've been fact-checking that one for a while now. Because I wake up and I look at my bank account.
Googles himself.
No, I wake up. It's Greg and Josh are always like,
famously noted on Google, Ben Russ net worth, $1 million.
And it shows up every time. And I wake up and I look at my bank account and I don't see that. So I'm confused.
You're saying it's more?
Shut up, Justin.
It's also very funny that in Ben's mind that he should have $1 to $3 million in his bank account.
Net worth doesn't
imply. Just
show that to the bank. Like, hang on a second.
So I think anything short of killing someone, I'm probably there.
That's why I said zero. You all kill right. someone for $1 billion?
Well, I'm not going to say that on the air.
Well, you just did.
I did not.
No, you didn't, but you did.
Let's move on. Apple unveiled a new feature today that will allow all iPhone users to edit and unsend regrettable iMessages. One or zero. You will spend the time to edit text messages.
Zero. When I get something wrong, I just edit it. In the next text.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if I have a sentence that maybe I didn't see that it auto-corrected something different, I'll just rewrite the sentence and star it. Isn't that how you, like, correct things? You put it, like, the star?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, if I engage in a textual conversation with you, I'm pretty good friends.
Baby.
Yeah. The one area where this would come in handy, I don't know how this happens because I'm not, you know, old and confused by technology.
Are you sure?
I text the wrong person all the time where you send a text and you get the response of like, what? Like, how did that go to that person?
Did it yesterday.
Yeah. I would use this for that.
You also, you famously write the wrong day on our tweets, as we mentioned. So I'm not surprised you're texting the wrong people on accident.
One or zero. You have sent a message to the wrong person, meaning basically what I'm getting ahead is here. I have one experience where I text somebody about someone else who was texting me.
Yes.
So I meant to send to friend X, hey, Y is really annoying.
Yes.
But I sent to friend Y, hey, Y is really annoying, and then had to... make my way
I've
out
done
of
that
situation.
Times. Yeah.
Yeah, I did that to my brother. Yeah. He was waiting, sitting on his truck bed for me.
Yikes.
The last time I did it, I was in a group chat. It wasn't the one we're in, Josh. I was in a group chat, and somebody said something, and I texted that person, thinking I was texting the other, and was like, do you believe this effing guy? And they were just like, what? Like, and then realized... Oh, and had to make something up. Like, didn't you see that email about this? I was talking about him.
Oh, gosh.
Have you guys ever had that happen to you?
No.
No,
I don't anger people.
Oh, I anger a lot of people.
No, you don't. You're a lovable guy. Who are you angering?
I don't know. It sounded good.
Are you trying to be tough? This is the fake tough guy act that you're doing again. I want to give a shout out to Eat Street because they saved my life this weekend. It was a weekend in which I was coming off of a sickness, coming off the Memorial Day weekend, and the tacos that I got delivered to my place were bomb. They were fire. They made my mouth on fire too with the hot sauce and the chula mixed together. That's for a different day. Eat Street, the official food delivery partner of the world champion Milwaukee Bucks, and of you, the Scalzo and Brust family. So download the Eat Street app and get connected to your local bars, taverns, restaurant, like I do, like Josh does, like Justin does. That's what we do. We use the Eat Street app to make our lives better, whether you're lazy, whether you're busy, whether you got kids going to soccer practice, basketball practice, baseball practice, football practice, ballet practice, musical practice, whatever it is. Have Eat Street deliver food right to your home so you don't have to cook, you don't have to clean. It's amazing, people.
I want to say I'm proud of you for branching out for once. I didn't go to your one restaurant. It's a big day.
It was a really big day.
It was exhilarating, wasn't it?
Didn't go to Chinese food, and it rocked my world. It rocked my world, Joshy. What also rocked Justin Garcia's world was a wedding he was at this weekend. We'll hear more about those intricate details next on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Skalzwin Brust, presented by Bud Light.
Stop! Oh, and wiggle with it. Yeah, stop! Oh, and wiggle with it, 369. And I just don't want to swear right now. Give it to me one more time. Get low, get low, get low, get low, get low, get low. To the window!
To the wall!
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Another Willie Nelson song?
About as far from Willie Nelson as you could imagine.
Actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back into Skalzone Brust, presented by Bud Light across ESPN Wisconsin. My music... What word am I looking for? Come on, guys. Help me.
I mean, you have to do more explaining. Yeah. Your music, what?
My Josh, life. You've been able to read my mind better recently.
My music.
Like aficionado?
There it is! My music aficionados.
Aficionado.
Justin Garcia and Josh DiMaggio are with me playing the tunes that I don't know anything about, but they seem to think it's really good music, and I have no idea if it is or isn't.
That was All My Friends by LCD Sound System, a very hailed as great musician. That album that was on was also one of the best of like that decade.
So I don't believe that was a song that was played at the wedding that Justin Garcia was at yesterday, because I've never heard of this. And you made it sound like it was normal. Please explain to the audience.
No. I didn't make it sound. So I was at a wedding over the weekend. It was my girlfriend's sister got married, and
cool.
They just wanted to be known. I'm cool enough to have one. And they had dueling pianos for the entertainment. And when I was told this, my immediate reaction was someone was joking. And then when the reality set in, because I asked like three people, like, so seriously, what is going on here?
So you just wanted to get down to the...
Yeah, and I thought it was going to be the worst experience ever. Like, I hate bands at weddings.
What?
Hear me out.
Strong take.
I hate it, because DJ is the preferred method. For
no.
Yes.
No, no,
yes.
No, no.
You want a mixture of things. You want the new stuff... You want the dance songs. You want the classic oldies that happen at weddings. You want to be able to do all the other Wisconsin traditions that go on. You want a mixture of things.
I didn't know you were going to be so cliche for a music guy. You're just like, you're probably playing.
I mean, you do a band and it's one, some of it doesn't translate to a live band. And two, it's usually one specific genre that you get. And that was my fear. With
dueling pianos?
Pianos. But
so if you requested a song to one, do they have like a walkie-talkie, or were they close enough to each other? Where like,
well, okay, so they weren't competing. It was just two.
I know,
piano
but
players,
that's what I'm
right.
saying. Like, if you request a song, how does he tell the other guy?
Just like, what was it, the Ivory Room in Madison, where they would have that? It was a staple there. I got kicked out for taking the mic and singing. But
true story?
Yeah. True story. True story.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Requested Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen, and they were like, sure. And they did the customary, here's $5, so you pay my request. They started playing it. I walked up on stage, just took the mic, and started singing. And they let me go for the song, and then it was, you got to get out of here. And like physically kicked out. Yeah.
So was it worth it just for your opportunity to sing?
Absolutely, yeah. So this was the same
Did you get
deal.
Any cheers? Like, they're like, no,
from
bring
like
back,
the five or six
back.
People that I was with, definitely cheering. I'm sure the rest of the crowd loved it too. But I don't know. I wasn't there long enough to hear their reaction. So this was the same deal. You request songs, you grease the wheels a bit and pay them to play the song, and they play it. And they covered many genres. So I was impressed with how much I didn't hate it. That being said, still would have preferred a DJ.
A DJ? A DJ?
Josh, I'm not crazy.
A DJ
here,
just
I?
Ends
I like
up,
DJ.
They end up playing the same songs at every wedding.
No, they don't. You no. give them your list. And
yep.
Yeah, but your list is not going to be that much different than the other person's
well,
DJ list.
And here's the other problem. There was a lot of country songs.
On a piano?
Yeah, and just the theme overall. And I'm not...
So did you not approve of your girlfriend's
music choice? No, 100% no.
You guys don't talk music together when you're at the family parties?
I don't talk music with quite a few people. It's really like Josh. I could a few other people, but
I feel so excluded
right
now.
Not you, definitely.
I know it's not me. 800-990-3776. Band, DJ, or dueling pianos? Tell me what you want at your wedding.
It's got to be unanimously DJ.
Seriously? We can't do another poll.
So this... Oh, I'm going to. It's already typed up. So this is a thing that I've kept to myself because...
You know it's Monday.
Yeah, you and Greg have talked glowingly of the band that played at his wedding. Now, I wasn't there. I've been to two weddings that had bands at it, and I thought they were fine.
Yeah.
But you don't get to hear like all the music all you and your friends right. really want to right. hear. They play. There's bands that can play stuff well. Some they don't play so well. So it's like I want to hear like a rap song.
I want to hear the song we listen to all the time when we live together.
Right.
In
exactly.
Why can't a band do Get Low? You know.
Oh, I'm not looking for Get Low.
I was actually
to the window. Were you? Now you're making fun of me.
No, I did. Actually,
you wanted
yeah,
Get Low.
We had that requested at one of the weddings from one of my
with the dueling pianos.
Roommates. Not this one. yeah, I wanted to request that or a few others, but one there was a definite tone to the music that was being played, so I was concerned A, they wouldn't know how to play it, and B, I would get a look.
So I want to continue this conversation because I have two wedding traditions that I've seen. One from the Wisconsin men's basketball team that all the alumni do at all the weddings we've been to, and that I've been at a couple of the Wisconsin hockey weddings.
So you didn't tell me what this is, but does it involve a certain song?
It does.
I might know what it is. All right.
All right. We'll have you guess, and we'll also talk Christian Watson because he somehow, some way, has the fifth best odds to be Rookie of the Year in the NFL. Christian Watson. Christian Watson. Christian Watson. We'll talk about it next in 2 minutes on Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.